is Rock Chalk Sports Talk with Nick Schwert on new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.
It's Rock Chalk Sports Talk, new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. We got Brian Haney in studio for a little while longer. Round Ball Classic a week from today. Brian, where are all of the spots people can pick up tickets? I know that there are multiple locations in multiple cities.
Well, the main one for folks here in Lawrence is the 23rd Street Brewery. So head on over there, see Matt Llewellyn. They are so generous every year with not only what they do for us in terms of being a ticket sales location, but they do several things for our group of players and coaches that's special on game night and during the game. And the coolest thing is, we'll go in there a week afterwards when they've tabulated all the tickets. And let's say they sold $4,656 worth of tickets. Matt Llewellyn, just because he's that type of guy, he always rounds up to the nearest thousand.
There you go.
You know, that's the type of guy he is, you know. So think about that when you're tipping your next waitress out there, I guess. They always round up for us with the Round Ball Classics. That's pretty cool. You know, we'll have that as our primary Lawrence ticket sales location. If you come out next Wednesday when we're out at Jefferson's on Wakarusa, I'll have a big stack of tickets out there. So if you're coming out to take advantage of what we just told you about with 50% of the sales that night going to the cause, you can also buy tickets while you're there on that particular night from me in person. But beyond that, if you're in Kansas City listening, at the Legends, there's a place called KC Soda Company. It's just like the one downtown on Mass Street,
yep,
except it's the Kansas City version. And that's at the Legends. You can buy them there if you're a KC listener. If you're in the capital city of Topeka, AAA on Wanamaker is the place that's been our Topeka location for the last 7 or 8 years. So be sure to take advantage of that if you're in the capital city. Those are the main places. We don't sell them online, but one thing we do sell online goes on tonight at 6 o'clock. We have our MVP tickets, and this is a select group of seats in the first two rows behind both benches. What you get with this $50 donation is access to the players and coaches unlike anybody else in the gym. Now, there are autographs for everybody at the end of the game, but you're there the whole night. They're cutting up, making jokes, interacting with you, posing for selfies, even in the middle of the game. We tell them to engage with the MVPs even while the game's going on. So you're right there in the action. You get a free Round Ball Classic t-shirt, which you're going to see the design tomorrow online. It's pretty cool. The t-shirts we've sold for the last 7 or 8 years, ever since Michael Mead came on board as our graphics guy, they're really cool. This isn't like some kind of charity shirt with a bunch of sponsorships on it. This is something that Nick Schwert might even wear on a date on a Friday night. It's that cool.
That's right.
So
depends how casual. It depends what kind of date it is. Date number one.
With your tan Missouri shoes. So anyways, we'll have those for the MVPs as well. So for $50, player access, sitting right behind the bench, so close you probably get sweat on or something like that, and you get the shirt. And we'll have a limited number of those starting at 6 o'clock tonight. First come, first serve on Facebook, facebook.com/RockChalkRoundBallClassic.
You're a pretty cool customer. Do you still get stressed out like over this event, especially the day of?
You know,
you are the busy on the day of, man.
Look at these two lists.
You are the busiest dude in the world.
I've got in front of you. I got 50 guys here, all right? And yeah, it's like herding sheep, you know. You're trying to get them all where they need to be and at the appointed time. And we've had to beg, borrow, and steal to get some of these guys on time. There's literally a true story where, and I think we're past the statute of limitations, so I can tell this now, where we bribed a highway patrolman who was a Kansas fan to pick up a particular Jayhawk and put on the sirens and fly down 70 to get him there on time. And he was a friend of a friend. He's a Jayhawk and all that. I'm not going to say his name because we'll get him in trouble. The particular Jayhawk had a flight get canceled and then rescheduled, and he was supposed to get at 3. Next thing you know, he's landing at 6. We tip at 7. And so they're flying down the highway to get him there just in time for the start of the game. But we've done a lot. And it is stressful at times because not always do things go the way we want them to with travel and all that. But when you start to book flights for the bigger names, and now we can get them in a day or two early, we've got a great hotel partner, the Holiday Inn Express, that trades out a lot of our hotel rooms for the players. And so that allows me to get them in on Wednesday and not have to sweat the game day stuff. And then so long as, you know, they're present and accounted for by about 6:30, we're good to go. But now it's live radio. It's television with Spectrum Sports as well. You got all these people packed into a 1,800-seat gym, and they're waiting for this thing to start. And inevitably it never starts right on time because we're usually right. shuffling somebody in the door last minute. But we've gotten to the point now where it's pretty well and efficiently run in terms of getting the guys there. But again, you can't hold their hands and walk them to the arena. Every once in a while, they're operating on their own schedules.
I don't know if you remember this last year. We had the three station vehicles. We had them parked out front. And you had to, at Free State, the way it works, you have to pull up behind these barriers so that people don't drive up there. Big concrete concourse area, I guess, where you can kind of walk into the school. And we parked our cars there. And somebody comes up to me during the game and said, "What's the fourth car out there?"
Oh, yeah.
And I go, "Fourth car? What do you mean the fourth car?" And he goes, "There's the three radio vehicles with the big, with the big wraps on them, and they're flamboyant, and you can see them from a mile away." But he goes, "Then there's a fourth car." I go, "Well, what kind of car is it?" He said, "It was a Cadillac." I said, "Well, what color is it?" He says, "Kind of like goldish type Cadillac." And I go, "Man, I don't know who it is." So I just kind of forget about it. And I'm walking out of the game. I'm walking out of the building. It's me. I think David Lawrence was right there. I think Bud Stallworth was there. I can't remember. There's one other guy with us. And we're walking out. And I'm like, you guys want to go grab a drink? And somebody's like, "Oh, I got to go home." And David's like, I got to wake up early. I can't go out tonight. And then Bud goes, "All right, guys, I'll see you later." And he hops into that car that's standing right there and just drives off nonchalantly.
Parked his car past the barriers by the front door next to the radio vehicles, the Crown Automotive vehicle that we're giving away for a half-court shot, and Bud's car. But, at the time, he was 6-1 all time as a head coach. Yeah. He probably thought, "Hey, man, I'll write my own ticket.
That's right.
I'll go wherever I want to go.
Yep. I'm the reason why people are here to see this game is to watch me coach.
Hey, man, let me tell you about where I'm going to park my car, man. I'm Mr. 50.
Oh,
Bud Stallworth.
That was great. So now I'll never forget Bud's car. If I ever am driving down Lawrence and I see, oh, there's Bud Stallworth.
He lost last year.
So he's
only 6-2.
Two straight losses, though.
Yeah, he's had some setbacks.
That's good to know. Time. Because he needs to be humbled when it comes to his coaching prowess in this event.
And I've seen his team, and I'll be honest, I think Calvin's got the better team. We'll see. Here's the deal: some of these guys, like Wayne Simeon, for example, he's told me, "Hey, I'm gonna get up and down the floor. I'll give you a couple minutes."
Yeah, how many guys give you minutes?
But I'm not gonna, really stretch it out here.
Right.
I'm gonna sit back down, put my daughter on my knee, and enjoy the night. And that's totally cool.
A lot of guys do that?
Some guys do that. I mean, Mark Randall's coming. He's not gonna play more than 2 minutes, but that allows us to say, "Hey, here's another first round draft pick. Here's another SI cover guy." We counted them up the other day. I think we've got 5 guys that have been on Sports Illustrated cover coming to the game.
That's
pretty
awesome.
Cool. But yeah, we do have a couple of guys on limit caps, and it's never who you think it's going to be that, dominates. Mario Little, for example, scored, 38 one year.
Elijah Johnson went off last year,
I think. Thought it was Ames, Iowa versus Iowa State.
Right.
And just goes
making
nuts.
Fred Hoiberg's son cry.
Exactly. Exactly. We're going to get him in, too, just to motivate Elijah. He will be there. Did you know Fred's daughter, by the way, works for the KU basketball office?
Yeah.
So I probably shouldn't make that joke. But point is, we've got a ton of folks coming in. So without any further ado, we should probably get after it.
All right. He's Brian Haney. I'm Nick Schwert. Rock Chalk Sports Talk, New FM 101.7, 1320 KLWN. We're getting into the participants for the Rock Chalk Roundball Classic next Thursday. How do you want to go about this? Are we getting into the teams, or are we just naming the players right now?
You know what? We'll just name the players, and then we will get into the teams later tonight on Facebook and social media. We'll have Twitter and Instagram as well. Are you a Instagram guy?
I'm not an Instagram guy, but maybe
all the young people are Instagram people.
Are you
people.
An Instagram guy?
I'm not yet. I'm feeling old and like a fuddy-duddy that I'm
I
not.
I just got back from a bachelor party, and my friends were taking pictures the whole time, and I got into an argument with one of my friends. I say, I take pictures on every vacation I go on, and then I never look at them again. So I'm just not a picture guy, I think.
One of our players who's playing this year would not return my texts or calls, but he saw that Rock Chalk Roundball Classic now had an Instagram account.
Oh, my God.
And messaged us through Instagram and said, "Yeah, hey, I'm in. Lock me in, bro."
That is so awesome.
And I'm like, okay, why didn't you call me back?
You're trying to find new ways to reach out to these guys.
Probably recruit players via Snapchat in future years.
There you go. It's perfect, man. Yeah.
We do MySpace, but they're defunct.
How do you want to do this, then? How should we?
Because
you already got, I counted 17 players that you've already listed and that you've put on Facebook. So I'd imagine that's about half of the total list of participants.
Yeah, so we've got, as of right now, 17 on one team, 16 on the other. We've got 14 coaches. We have Coach Self, who's going to be there as like the honorary head coach for both teams. Dr. Zanger, who's going to be there as the honorary AD for both teams. Greg Gurley, who's the color analyst. I factor those three guys in, which gets us up to the total of 50.
Okay.
And as we speak, I got one guy texting me trying to change the flight situation right now. So
there you go.
All of this
never ends,
is a little bit in flux. And so when you see the graphics tonight on social media, understand that this is our best guess of how it's going to go. But inevitably, something happens. But yeah, why don't we just let's just hit on the highlights here.
Okay.
Drew Gooden's making his first ever appearance. I'll start with the guys that have never been here before, because I promised Derek a couple of weeks ago sitting in this chair we'd have at least three pretty good names that had never played in the Round Ball Classic before.
That's a big one, man.
Getting Drew back is huge. And getting Drew, I think, paves the way for us in future years to have all three amigos and get Kirk and Nick as well. Nick has been a big donor to the event every year, giving a behind-the-scenes, all-access Oklahoma City Thunder experience. And I texted him the other day with a picture of him and Drew and said, hey, we got the guy on the left. How about the guy on the right? So we're working it. And I think Drew paves the way for future, you know, late Roy Williams era guys. But that was a big one for the first time. Also making his debut is Wayne Selden. And that's really exciting, seeing the way he finished out the season with
Memphis. How cool is that?
And he was actually one of the guys that sent me a text, and this made my day. He said, you know, I've watched this event for 3 years as a player, because the players will come out. You'll see guys like Devontae, I'm sure, sitting in the stands. They like to watch this thing, but they're never able to play in it. Because of NCAA rule, you wouldn't want them to get hurt, any of that stuff.
Sure.
But a lot of these guys will come out and watch. And Wayne said for years he would watch it as a fan, and so now he's thrilled to come back and take part in it as a player. So we're really excited
about that.
That's
so cool.
Yeah. Perry Ellis for the first time ever. Pumped about that. And you'll notice the theme with guys like Perry and Wayne, in case you're wondering about the National Player of the Year. We don't get guys on their draft-eligible year. They're working out for NBA teams this week. If they were to roll an ankle on the Free State gym floor and then tumble in the draft because of it, imagine how terrible we'd feel. So we don't even go after guys like Frank until after their draft season. Josh Jackson as well. Landon Lucas is a maybe. He's working out for several teams right now. It just depends on his individual workout schedule. But because of that, guys like Wayne Selden and Perry Ellis will be first-timers this year at the Round Ball Classic. Some guys that are back for their second time ever. We haven't had Mario Chalmers since the very second game. And he's been busy. He was playing for a team that was cutting down a lot of nets.
Yeah, they were playing pretty late into the year.
But he's coming back, and that's awesome.
Awesome,
he's got a big heart for pediatric cancer. You know, all about Mario's Closet over at LMH, and he's done a lot of great charitable things involving that dreadful disease. And so we're thrilled to get him back. And ironically, the one game he played in, Round Ball Classic number 2, it was a tie game with 10 seconds left. Bud called a timeout, drew up the exact same play, where, you know, you sprint down the floor, have Sharon, like, wipe out, flip the ball back to Mario.
Hey, man, what's that play y'all ran back in 2008?
But get it to Mario to take the game winner from the right of the head of the circle. He unloads and missed it this time. Thankfully, he hit it when it mattered more. He missed it, but Steven Vincent of Lawrence High Lion fame, bad back and all, sneaks in amidst the trees, scoops up the garbage, and sticks it back in as the shot clock game clock expires. They win the game. Mario did not have a miracle this time. Steven Vincent did.
Well, we give Mario all this credit. Why don't we ever, you know, put Steven Vincent in that same category?
This is his chance. And I put Steven on Mario's team this year just in case Mario needs an assist.
Recreate the magic.
That's right. So he's back for the second time ever. You mentioned Kenny Gregory back for the second time ever.
The perfect bald head. He and David Lawrence have the two most perfect, just gleaming bald heads.
We're going to have those guys both out at Jefferson's next week.
It's great.
We should put the heads side by side and compare.
Absolutely. I'm all about that.
That sounds weird. Let's not do that. Jeff Withey for the first time ever. I heard you talking about Withey and Aldrich.
Man.
Two best shot blockers.
You got to split them up, right? I mean, we can't get into that, but.
Yeah, we actually do have them on different teams. But Jeff is coming for the first time ever. That's been one I've been going after for the last 2 or 3 years. So excited to have him come back. He's got a big heart for causes like this, but the date never worked out. this year it does. So to have the most prolific shot blocker in Kansas history and Cole Aldrich nipping at his heels, that's pretty special. We're pumped about that.
That'll be a fun matchup.
No doubt. Ben McLemore's back for the fourth straight year. You know, his people came to us last year and said, Ben loves this event so much, he wants to put his name on it and make it the Ben McLemore Presents Rock Chalk Roundball Classic. And ultimately, we just decided that this is about all these guys and not one in particular, but we appreciated where his heart was at. And that just shows the commitment level he has to being back here every year. This is a guy, he has a camp, you know, with Andrew Wiggins for youngsters in the summer times, and that's how much he loves Lawrence and has a place and wants to be here. So he'll be back for the fourth straight time. Big name. Our poster boy this year is Cole Aldrich. Second year we've actually put individuals on the tickets and posters, and he's that guy this year. He's back, and this is a guy that probably beats the drum for this cause as much as anybody, and you know, does as much in terms of, you know, paying his own way, doing whatever interviews, whatever he needs to do to raise awareness, take videos of himself sending an encouraging message to one of our kids who's going through, you know, a really rough round of chemo or whatever the case might be. That's Cole Aldrich. His heart, as I always say, is bigger than his 7'4 wingspan. He is an amazing, amazing guy. I'd say the same about Wayne Simeon. I mean, All-American guy, two times over as a basketball player, but he's an All-American every year as a human being. He's back. Guys from that era, Jeff Hawkins is back. We don't have Aaron Miles this year. He's busy coaching
now. No kidding, yeah.
So we couldn't get him back. Some of these guys are working camps. But we had Brett Ballard lined up, the head coach of the Washburn Ichabods, and then something came up with his work schedule.
Yeah,
was going to play. So next year we'll get him back, which is kind of cool because he was the original co-host of Rock Chalk Sports Talk. But Tyrell Reed, Russell Robinson, let's see who else here. Sharon Collins is making the trek down from Chicago. We got Sharon, Tyshawn, and Elijah. So some great Bill Self era guards right there.
Brady Morningstar
as well. Tyrell Reed, I mentioned. You know, some of the best of Bill Self era guards, not named Frank. Billy Thomas returns to the game. In my opinion, one of the top two or three three-point shooters in KU basketball history, and he still got it.
I think we put him in our top three, didn't we? We did our Let's Rank stuff, and I think he was like third behind Downtown Terry Brown and Jeff Boshi.
I like it.
So there you go.
And I think statistically, it would be Boshi, Billy,
and
Downtown Terry Brown.
Because Brown only played 2 years.
Given more, and he would have perhaps flirted with Boshi's record. So Billy T is back. We mentioned Mad Dog Moody. Hunter Mickelson is coming back as well. We don't have the football flavor that we've had in the past. We've always had Todd Reising, Kerry Meyer, David Beatty played 1 year. Coach Beatty's working a football camp this year, so he can't be there. We've got BMAC, though. We always
there
have
we
BMAC.
Go, man.
His wife's on our committee that helps raise funds every year, and he texted me the other day. He's like, are you sure you want to put the guy that averages 1.7 points per game in the game? I said, come on, man. Don't sell yourself short. You're at least 2.3.
Hey, man, we talked to him about that last year. I was like, how many minutes are you going to give him? And he said, you know, I'm good for two or three. I go, come on, you're more than that. He goes, listen, and he just goes on to this long rant about how he's good for 3 or 4 minutes, and then he's just sit back. He wants to sit back, relax, enjoy the event. But you talk about guys with big hearts.
But he
man.
Goes hard in those 3 or 4 minutes.
Absolutely, man.
He does.
The pride of Lawrence High.
And I called his games when he was a Chesty Lion.
Oh, no kidding?
And he was a stud. He was agile and versatile and big-time stud. Darnell Jackson's back. We're excited about that. We haven't had Darnell back since the second game. He's been playing overseas and all over, and one of my favorite images in the 9 years we've done this, you know, we usually get a kid on the floor at some point. There's a game of knockout that allows one kid to get to compete, and he's got a girl draped over his arm, a little six-year-old girl, over his shoulder, I should say. And he's holding the ball away from her, and she's picking up this six-year-old cute little blonde-headed girl. And that's, to me, kind of that Harlem Globetrotters feel of the game. Yeah, it gets competitive in the last 2 minutes. These guys want to win.
Right.
But earlier in the game, it's a whole lot of highlight reel stuff, engaging with the crowd. And Darnell Jackson has that personality to really play it up for the fans, and especially the little fans of younger ages. Let's see here. Jeff Graves, the big gravy's going to be back. Christian Garrett makes his debut for the first time ever. Glad to have Christian Garrett back. Let's see here. Tyler Self's debut game. That's going to be fun.
There you
because
go.
Dad will be there. Mama Cindy, I'm sure, is going to be there. And the last time they watched their son play in that gym, he was a senior with the Free State
That's
Firebirds.
True.
And now he'll be back. So that'll be a special moment for the Selfs. Jeremy Case, our director of he's actually our video coordinator. He'll be playing, and that's the first time for him. And our director of basketball operations, Brendan Bouchard, is going to coach. But I want to have him coach the half-court shot contest
there
sponsored by Crown. if he's coaching the participant, chances are they're going to make it and walk out of there with a brand new car from Kahn Automotive. Amongst the coaches, Sasha Kahn. Sasha can't play. He recently had a procedure to fix up an old sports injury. He's retired, of course, former world champion with the Cavaliers. But he's driving all the way in from Denver the day of the game. So big Sasha will be here. Coach Snyder of KU Women's Basketball is going to be there. Dr. Zanger, we mentioned Coach Self. Bud Stallworth, Roger Morningstar, David Johanning, Brad Witherspoon, Matt Kleiman. We've got everybody from the 08 championship team except Brandon Rush, who's out of the country, and Darrell Arthur, who had something come up.
No kidding.
Otherwise, we got everybody.
You've got everyone but those two.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
That's incredible.
I mean, think about it. Russ Robb, Jeremy Case, Mario Chalmers, Sharon Collins, Sasha Kahn, Darnell Jackson, Cole Aldrich, Matt Kleiman. We got them all.
You're gonna get those other two one day.
Tyrell Reed.
God, man, that'd be so cool.
Brady was a redshirt that year. He'll be there.
Yeah.
So, and this to me is the first event that tips off their 10-year reunion of that game. Obviously, we'll talk about that through all next season, but this is us trying to get them back for that, which is pretty cool. We always have women's basketball flavor. Carolyn Davis on one side, Natalie Knight on the other. So we'll represent the KU women there, in addition to Brandon Schneider being there, of course. Alonzo Jameson, who just had the horrible kidney disease that he had to have a life-saving transplant for. It's not cancer, but it's a life-altering disease. He's such an inspiration. He'll be there. Jeff Geldner is a cancer survivor. He'll be there. And his daughter sang the national anthem last year. That was a ton of fun.
That's right.
Ray Bouchard will be there with Brendan Bouchard, so we get the Final Four head coach. Derek's rocking the Kansas Volleyball Big 12 Champion shirt today, so you know he's excited about Coach B being there. Patrick Ritchie's back. Calvin Thompson. I think we mentioned the other coaches on the other side. There's several names I haven't got to yet, but there are several guys we're still trying to finalize, even with 1 week to go. So as we sit right now, we're at 50, and I'm pretty excited that I think with a 98% success rate, we'll reel in all these guys and maybe even have a surprise addition or two before it's all said and done.
That is so awesome. 50 dudes. Well, not all dudes, but 50 participants in this year's game.
48 dudes.
Well,
two women.
You see what you're doing now? This is so much. You're gonna set a standard for yourself that's going to be tough to repeat. Like, you're going to have to continue to build this to the point where, like, are you going to reach a point where you're turning people away? Will that ever happen?
We did have to shift some people to the bench as coaches this year because there's only so many minutes
right,
to go around.
Right.
You know? And I don't know. We may have
start
to
holding tryouts.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. What's your 40 time at the age? If you're over 40 in age, what's your 40 time in speed?
You need to settle this debate. We're talking to Brian Haney on the new FM 101.7 1320 KLWN. Kenny Gregory, as I'm sure you knew, held the NBA combine vertical record at 46 inches. He held it for like 15 years. It just got broken a couple years ago. I think Josh Selby was one of the guys who broke it by like half an inch. He's 38 now, so he set that record 16 years ago. What do you think Kenny Gregory's vert is now? Because even if he lost a step or two, I got to think that guy can still get up.
I would think so. How about not only you ask him in person next Wednesday, but you measure it next Wednesday in person?
Perfect.
We'll be at Jefferson's on Wakarusa. He's going to come out, and I'll show you the text. I asked him about coming out with Nick Schwert and Derek Johnson and RCST, and he said, anything you need. Anything is kind of all-inclusive.
That's right.
So
be careful what you
say.
We
might need a vertical leap test. And so if you bring out like a measuring stick or whatever, and you know they've got all the dollar bills on the wall from people putting up their dollars on the Jefferson's wall, we'll put up a dollar real high, and we'll make it like $100 bill and say, see if you can jump up and grab it. And then you measure it, and we'll do it with Kenny G at Jefferson's on Wakarusa. If you go to Mass Street next week, they'll still serve the same great wings, but we're not getting any of the money from Mass Street.
Right.
So next Wednesday, all day, Jefferson's on Wakarusa.
That is so awesome. Be sure to come out. We'll be out there live from 3 to 6 o'clock. We're going to have a ton of guests out there. Did we already go over the guests who are going to be joining us, or do we need to pump the brakes on that?
Well, no, we can say. I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg because we'll be on the air when the camp game's going on, and so some of these guys we'll hope to bring over after they towel off from the camp game. But Cole's going to be there. Kenny Gregory's going to be there. We're trying to get Drew Gooden. His flight gets in at 3:30, so can he rent a car and get all the way to Jefferson's? The wings are that good. The sports talk's that great. I think he can. We'll see. But no promises just yet on Drew out there. But we'll let you know the day of, so if you want to come out and meet these guys, get an autograph, buy some tickets while you're there, donate to the Rock Chalk Roundball Classic. That would be great. That's next Wednesday at Jefferson's, Bob Billings and Wakarusa.
There you go. He's Brian Haney. Find out more about the Rock Chalk Roundball Classic. Just go to Facebook, search Rock Chalk Roundball Classic. Yep. That's the easiest way.
Yep. Or you could go on Instagram, or you wouldn't find me or Nick.
There you go. We're not gramming yet.
You can find me.
You got your gramming?
Occasionally.
All right, there you go. See, you're a little younger than us. But yeah, Instagram, Facebook, wherever you need to find out more information. Tickets at 23rd Street Brewery here in Lawrence. Thanks so much for stopping by, man.
Thank you. Always fun. And next Wednesday is going to be a blast.
I cannot wait. He's Brian Haney. I'm Nick Schwartz. It's Rock Chalk Sports Talk. New FM 101.7, 1320 KLWN.